Radio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of December 15th. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you along. My name's Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. Thanks for tuning in. This week on our show, we'll get wrapped up in the holiday season and tell you how some employees helped make a difference this year for needy families. As well, Memorial's very own mountaineer is on another adventure. We'll tell you where T.A. Loeffler is heading this time.
We'll also tell you about some business students who garnered top prize in a regional competition and learn about a successful entrepreneur project at Grenfell. Before we get to that, though, here's Jeff with this week's top story.
Thanks, Megan. There were 10 new faces around the table when Memorial's Board of Regents met this week. On Tuesday, the provincial government announced the appointment of an additional 10 people to sit on the board. They each bring a strong background in education, business, community involvement, and volunteerism to the group. Memorial's Board of Regents is responsible for the management, administration, and the affairs of the university. The new members are James Igloliorte, Judy White, Jeanette Lundrigan, Martin Gold, Jim Keating, Brian Dalton, Tony Roach, Rose Ellen Sullivan, Gaylene Buckle, and Vinod Patel. Each will serve three-year terms. Memorial President Axel Meissen says the new regents will make a great addition to the board.
They're joining at a really good time because we're getting towards the end of the development of our strategic plan. So they can be part of setting the direction of the university for the future.
The Board of Regents met on December the 14th. To learn more about the new regents, visit today.mun.ca.
For the second year in a row, students from the Faculty of Business have taken first prize at the UNB-CIBC Business Plan Competition in Fredericton. Jennifer Button, Katie Saunders, and Heather Lehman won first prize and $6,000 for a business plan they created for a soccer league for children with autism. The three are in their final year of the Commerce program. Their project was put together as part of a project for their new venture creation class. They competed against 10 others in their division, and thanks to lots of hard work and intense preparation, they won the top prize. Their coach, Professor Wayne King, is proud of their accomplishments, and he says the team's award bodes well for the university.
I think Memorial has overall one of the better business schools in Canada, you know, in terms of what we've done in other competitions also. But, you know, in terms of our entrepreneurship program, I think that we are among the top. We've certainly done well in everything we've ever entered. As faculty, I don't think we can take credit for that because I think the students themselves are the ones that are really driven to succeed in these things.
The three students are now in the midst of applying for other competitions and say they hope to take their business plan to larger events.
Well, they asked for donations and they got them. Memorial's Campus Enforcement and Patrol kicked off its annual Operation Toys for Kids in November. On Wednesday of this week, the fundraiser wrapped up and organizers say they couldn't be happier with the donations. Dozens of toys for all ages were donated. CEP Officer Penny Diamond helped coordinate this year's toy drive. She says organizers were thrilled so many people participated in this year's event.
We had support from everybody, and the quality of toys were excellent. We had students, staff, and faculty of St. John's Campus and Eastern Health, and even around like the community outside the university. It was excellent. I'm just looking forward to all the children that we help having a good Christmas this year.
One of the units on the St. John's campus that jumped on board to help was the Office of Financial and Administrative Services. Close to 80 employees collected a variety of toys for kids 10 and under. They also collected money for this year's cause as well as items for the campus food bank. They passed over their donations to CEP on Wednesday. Deborah Collis is the Acting Director of Financial and Administrative Services. She says the employees wanted to make the holidays a little brighter for some families.
I think they've enjoyed the giving to children in particular. We've also supported the food bank for families who require food items at Christmas time. But the toys really hit home to everybody's hearts. You see a smile on a small child's face at Christmas time makes everybody feel much happier.
Meanwhile, lots of other units and departments have helped bring smiles to families' faces this year. Employees in the Department of Human Resources sold snacks in their office to help raise money to buy gifts for needy families. They decided to focus their efforts on older children and teenagers, and earlier this week they were able to purchase an incredible 62 items. They handed over their gifts to the campus food bank, and over in the Faculty of Engineering and Applied Science, the Term 6 mechanical class raised roughly $75 to buy Christmas presents for the VOCM Happy Tree.
The International Student Advising Office is encouraging members of the MUN community to make Christmas special for international students on campus by inviting them home for a holiday meal. Every year during Christmas time, interested faculty, staff, and students share Christmas dinner with two or more international students. These students are far away from their own families and interested in knowing how we celebrate Christmas here in this province. Sabrina Ishta is the Holiday Hosting Coordinator in the International Student Advising Office. She said a holiday meal is a welcome event for the students, but also an interesting opportunity for host families.
They got to know about those students, like how they celebrate Christmas in their own country. Like, you know, there are many new ways of celebrating Christmas in other parts of the world.
If you would like to host a festive meal for an international student from MUN anytime during the holiday season, please contact Sabrina at holidayhosting@hotmail.com or call the International Student Advising Office at 737-2170 by December the 20th. They have a list of international students who have not yet received an invitation to a Christmas dinner.
Turning our attention to the West Coast now, a pilot project that ran this fall at Grenfell College linked local entrepreneurs with local and international student expertise. The Export Business Enhancement Pilot Project connected local businesses in the western region of the province with resources at Grenfell and the Center for International Business Studies on the St. John's campus. Three senior business students at Grenfell were matched with three local businesses that cater to international consumers. They also partnered with international students who came to the West Coast from the St. John's campus, providing valuable advice for reaching their intended markets. Business owners learned ways to identify the idea, product, or service that they have to offer the international community. Dan Mosier is an assistant professor in business at Grenfell. He says the students got real-life experience.
For the students who came here from the European universities, they were amazed at what value it was, both from their perspective, in other words, them having to apply what they've already learned, but also they realized that they had a lot to offer the entrepreneurs in North America, as visible through the entrepreneurs here in Newfoundland.
Plans are now in the works to further develop this program for future course offerings.
Well, spending time away from work during the upcoming holidays on a backbreaking trek up South America's highest peak may not sound like fun to you, but for one Memorial prof, that's exactly how she'll spend Christmas and New Year's. Dr. T.A. Loeffler is a professor in the School of Human Kinetics and Recreation. She left earlier this month to attempt to climb Mount Aconcagua, the highest mountain in the Southern Hemisphere. It's located in Argentina. If all goes well, Dr. Loeffler will summit the mountain on Boxing Day. She's due to return to St. John's early in the new year. The expedition is part training for Dr. Loeffler's next big adventure, conquering Mount Everest in 2007. To read more about her latest trip and the unique training regime she developed with a colleague here at Memorial, be sure to pick up the December 14th issue of the Gazette.
As the university community prepares for the winter break, things are quieting down on our campuses, but there are still some events you might want to check out in the week ahead. This Sunday, December 17th, you can join the Gower Wassail from 3 to 5 at Gower Street United Church. This is an opportunity to sing your favorite Christmas carols with performers like Alan Doyle, Anita Best, Pam Morgan, as well as Carolyn Schiller. She's a professor of voice and the director of the opera workshop program here at Memorial. The event is in support of the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival Rainy Day Fund.
The annual Grenfell Faculty and Staff Children's Christmas Party will take place on December the 17th. The event is also open to students who are away from home and those with children. The party gets started in the cafeteria at 2 p.m. There will be crafts and face painting, and a free swim will take place on campus from 2 to 3. From 3 to 4, there will be treats, caroling, and a special guest from the North Pole. Please RSVP to Krista at khansen, K-H-A-N-S-E-N, at swgc.mun.ca.
Students who are spending Christmas in Corner Brook are invited to a night of fun on December 27th. The night gets started with laser tag at Cyberzone, then moves to Pizza Delight for a pizza party. Interested students can sign up at Student Services by December 21st.
And this year's carol sing on the St. John's campus for all faculty, staff, students, and retirees will take place on Friday, December the 22nd. Refreshments will be served in the foyer of the Arts and Administration Building beginning at 10 a.m., followed by the carol sing at 10:45 in the Reed Theater. Employees are encouraged to bring young children to the event. And to learn more about this event and any other, visit today.mun.ca or swgc.mun.ca for more information.
Another busy week, another busy show. Thanks so much to Memorial's campus radio station, CHMR, for allowing us to visit their studios every week to record our show.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications located in Room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building on the St. John's campus. David Sorensen is our producer and Ivan Mazechka is our executive producer. Tell us what you think of our show. If you'd like to comment on anything you hear, why not send us an email? Our address is marcom@mun.ca.
Next week on our show, we're going to bring you some special holiday stories from our campuses. For those of you keeping track, you know that Studio 1024 is usually uploaded on Friday mornings to our website. Next week, though, we're breaking from tradition. We're planning a special show that will be uploaded on Thursday instead. We hope you can tune in. My name is Megan Whalen. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Jeff Green. We hope you enjoyed this week's show. We'll be back next week.